Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Baby Talish, Billy Schmidt joining us here in studio, the new host of the Milwaukee Pro Hoops, postgame show. How you been, man? What's going
Fantastic,
on?
Fantastic, Bill, and I'm glad you read that because I was wondering, do people still call you the big unit? At all?
Yeah, you know what? I get, when people see me out in public, nobody yells, "Hey, Bill Michaels." They all yell, "Unit!" You know, from across the room.
Perfect, because it's one of the better nicknames in all of broadcasting.
I had that long before Randy Johnson, so I feel proud of that. Just an FYI.
Before he was killing birds in spring training, so Bill Michaels was the big unit.
When he did that, he made me famous. That's the way I look at it. No, I had it since I was in sixth grade, going back to the 70s.
Well, that's like me with the baby Tausch. Everybody always asks, where do you get the baby Tausch from?
Yeah, and
I
was that
like,
was Gary.
I walked in here first day of work, and Gary Ellerson goes, "Man, that's Mark back there. I didn't even know Billy. Yeah. I don't know who that guy
is. That was it.
It lived on and it stuck, so we'll keep it going all year.
So you are now the new host of the Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. You kick it off tonight, and a lot swirling around. Now, I was reading, I don't know if you heard this, because I'm going to throw this back out there and watch everybody go into a tizzy. I think it was Chris Webber. Was it today or yesterday on one of the national talk shows, said he has inside information that Giannis is not coming back. So here we go.
Yes, and it's going to be
and
off to the races.
You've got that. You've got Bledsoe coming back and playing with the busted up cartilage in the ribs. I think Giannis is coming back. I think Weber is crazy. I think that Bledsoe can play a little. I don't know how effective he's going to be. But this is a hell of a test right out of the chute against this team from Houston with now the duo of Westbrook and Harden, right?
It's a great way to start, man. It's back-to-back MVPs, the MVP of 2017-2018, James Harden. He thought he should have won it last year, and many thought he should have, too. The numbers that Harden has put up in that offense are just outstanding, and now he gets a running mate who wants to score the ball just as much as he does in Russell Westbrook. I'm excited to see how they work, but I'm really excited just to see how this Bucks team gets back on the floor and follows up last year. I mean, we've kind of glorified it, but then we also remember of how the season ended. The season ended on a four-game losing streak. You lost your last four games and just got boat raced out of the playoffs when everybody looked around and thought you were the favorite. And in the Eastern Conference, they're the prohibited favorite. Some people you'll talk to, we had Matt Barnes on of Showtime Sports yesterday on the local show, the big show in Milwaukee, 2-6, and he said that his favorite was Philly, and Philly has the addition of Al Horford, which is a nice piece for them, and sure, they lose Jimmy Butler, but they're going to be well-improved as well, because the young players in the East are the stars, and out West, it's going to be the more name-brand guys as Kawhi Leonard goes out there, and obviously Paul George was out there already, but they're moving, and all the stars are out West. The Bucks should be able to feast in this Eastern Conference, but they get one of those West foes tonight. National TV, it's going to be a great game, and it's a great way to start, but this is how you start when you're expected to win 60 games just like you did last year.
Do you think that they now have enough pieces on this team that they can overcome shooting woes the way they had last year at the end of the season?
they have guys around that are definitely going to take a lot of the pressure off. So they have safety valves, right? And for the 12, 15 minutes Kyle Korver plays, he's going to be a guy that can stand in that corner and knock down from there. And they have Wesley Matthews bringing him in. They also have a little bit of some different pieces that they didn't have before. And they don't have... They haven't since, I mean, you could call it Larry Sanders, but a true five, a true center that can go in for 15 minutes like Robin Lopez can and muddy the waters a little bit and play some physical basketball. And George Hill is just such a great veteran to have on that team. And the way that they can come at you with 10 to 12 deep, I think, is something that's rare in today's game. Now, are they going to have to shoot the basketball better? Yes, and I think that also starts with Giannis, but Eric Bledsoe also needs to shoot the basketball from the outside a little bit better. So I'm interested to see how he bounces back after a little bit of the injury, and he's going to play through it. But there are times when the ball stops with him, and I think that's why a lot of people are worried about the Malcolm Brogdon loss, that a lot of times Bledsoe takes it outside and then fires up from 25 feet. They're going to have to continue the flow, and Budenholzer has his hands full with this group because there's a lot of scores, but it all starts with 34. And if he's feeling it and he has added to his game like it showed a little bit in the preseason, that open scrimmage too, he's going to be just as dangerous as he was last year.
See, my biggest, because a lot of people say, well, you know, Bledsoe and Middleton and this. Look, you can hit all you want in the regular season. It's not about the regular season anymore. Get there. I picked them at 62 wins.
Right.
You know, I think that's reasonable. The East is obviously much easier. Mm-hmm. They're going to struggle a little bit in the West because the West has become so top-heavy dominant. But I maybe you steal a couple from the West as well. But my biggest concern is, no, I don't give a damn about the regular season anymore. The regular season, you want to get to, say, 60 wins. You want to win and be the top dog in the East. But to me, this is all about postseason. This is all about who gets hot in the postseason. So as much as we, I mean, Bledsoe can average 25 a night, and he can average, give me 10 dimes and the whole thing.
Yeah,
that's fine. But you got to get to the postseason and prove it all over again, because this team just was woeful in the postseason when it came to shooting. And
right.
The only guy that you really could shoot, you don't have anymore in Brogdon.
Well, and nobody was talking about, well, they had two first-team all-defensive players in the regular season. Isn't that great?
Who cares?
Well, who cares? And this is one of those times where it's funny because now, and I'm a millennial, so I'll bring this back to it, Bill. We like to turn the system off. So, like, if you lose in the Eastern Conference Finals in 2K, you can just unplug the system and you fire that game right back and you run it back. That's kind of where you want to be if you're the Milwaukee Bucks. Get through the regular season healthy and get yourself back to a chance at getting to the NBA Finals for the first time since 74. Now, I think the interesting part with this team is I think they should be better in the regular season, but that home court advantage, I think, when you're talking about Fiserv Forum, getting game one and two, I know it didn't work out against Toronto last year, and you really got stunned there in game six and weren't able to bounce back. I think home court advantage is so, so important to this team. And if they're able to do that and get themselves back into that realm, that's what the regular season is about. It's about being the number one seed, and it's about setting yourself up for the postseason. So if they are in that 60-win range, Vegas had them at 57.5, I think the over is definitely where they should be going, leaning towards, and I think that's where they achieve, and I think they're the number one seed again.
Talking with Baby Talish, Bill Schmid from our flagship station out of Milwaukee, is also the host tonight as it kicks off of the Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. What is not playing up to your potential? What is the comment from Giannis that you would lead you to believe in any way, shape, and form that there's a subpar performance in this team in which he would say enough is enough?
The one that I've thought of is it's losing in the postseason to not the Philadelphia 76ers. Because I think he understands that that team is going to be a problem if he stays in Milwaukee for the rest of his career, right? Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, he kind of sees that, the writing on the wall there. The Boston Celtics, I think, are really, they've improved. And I know that's strange when you lose Kyrie Irving and you swap him out.
Who dropped 50, by the way, and got beat.
And got beat. Stunning. And I think when you grab Kemba Walker, who's one of the most coachable players, one of the most coachable all-stars that this league has seen in a long time, I think they're better. And they're going to be tough. But I think losing in that second round would be where he deems that end. And if we talk about the Giannis comments here for a couple of minutes, I don't think any of them are out of line. If Giannis is going into being able to be a supermax player and right now he's the favorite in Vegas to win back-to-back MVPs. Mm-hmm. There's only been like six guys to do it. One of them's Michael Jordan, the other one's Steph Curry, and a couple other ones. So you're talking about an elite, elite class that he is putting himself into. If your organization isn't going to showcase that they're going to try to continue to build the winning culture that they have, yeah, you put him on notice and say that I will leave. And I think that's one of the things that's been tough to know when the 19-year-old kid came in here and was fascinated by how smoothies tasted, mm-hmm. and somebody picked him up to go to Wells Fargo. He is matured. He has changed. He also wasn't an MVP back then. He had the potential to be. And for him to say that, I don't know the context of it. I don't know the conversation. But I don't think it's all that out of line for him to say, I want it to be a winning culture, and I think we're doing that. We just need to continue the kind of brand of basketball we are and the right pieces to come in, the right kind of veterans, the guys that have won titles, the Corvers, the George Hill is right. Another one like that. Bringing those dudes in and not supplementing it for younger players that don't know what they're doing. I think that's where that winning culture comes in that he was really talking about.
I think that two things here. One is when they brought in Budenholzer, they brought him and Middleton in to kind of give him approval. So if you fail, if this team doesn't play up to their potential or expectation, and part of that's on him.
For sure.
You know, I mean,
he's part of that process.
I mean, some of the things that I want to see out of him this year, and it starts with him, is shoot a better free throw percentage. You know, had you hit some more of your shots in that postseason, you might have actually won that game.
Well, and if he would have been able to contribute offensively right. outside of getting stonewalled like Toronto
that's,
did to
that's
him.
That's the other point of it. So I think it starts with him. And I'm not even saying he has to have an outside shot. I'm just simply saying just, you know, all around better when it comes to the ability to hit at the charity stripe because that everybody saw the blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
Wall him off, hack the hell out of him, let him go to the free throw line. He's a 50% free throw shooter. You're not going to have him score nearly as many points on you. So I get that. But the other thing, and I agree with you, I think that was basically him telling the organization, I'm not here to get a Supermax and watch this thing get torn down.
Right.
I'm here to win. And so, shocking, I know, that a player wants to get paid and win, but I think that's his sentimentality. But the thing to remember is, this team can only pay him more, can pay him more than anybody.
Right. So, almost $100 million more than
correct.
Anybody else
so,
can.
There's 100 million reasons more that he's staying here, that he's not mm-hmm. going somewhere
completely
else.
So
everybody
agree.
Is panicking. I say, whoa, slow your roll. Because I don't think he's going anywhere. So
usually you don't want to have to move, pay more for a house, and more property taxes.
Correct.
So like in that sense, if you're Giannis, everything makes you want to stay. I think that's the one thing is when you see ESPN, which is one of the biggest partners of the NBA, posting pictures and videos of him in a Laker jersey, in a Knicks, a Nets,
right.
a Warriors, it gives the feel of Milwaukee fans, man, they're pushing him out. They want
right.
him to go. But
yeah.
I think Giannis is different in the sense of, dude, I want to win, but also it financially makes sense for me to win here. So let's do it here, and then I can have my number hanging in the rafters like I talked about 5 years
it's,
ago.
It's not going to... Toronto's a much higher... I don't think they think a tax bracket's really, to be honest with you, because they don't have a fathom of money.
Sure.
Because I've been told numerous times, there's been agents that have actually put $1 million in cash in a room, and they have no concept as how much money that is. So I understand it. But when you talk about Giannis, I think two things other than the first two I brought to play. But the first one being, they can pay him more, but I also, he went in and he's the one that said, keep the band together. So if you fail this year,
100%.
That's part on you. And secondly, you would be, all this loyalty talk, if he then would just bolt because he wants to go play with somebody else somewhere else, he would be the most hated man to ever come into and then ultimately leave this state. Because all that talk would be just talk. And people would feel as betrayed as they did. And I hate to bring this up because I hate to harp on this. But when Ryan Brown pointed his finger at the world and said, I did not do this. And
for
we
sure.
all jumped in and said, man, that's powerful. I'm on there with you. I believe in you. And then to find out that it really wasn't true. That's the reason there's still hatred to this day. Because you just lied to us. And that would be the reason I think a lot of people would be really pissed off at Giannis. I think Giannis is staying. I'm not worried about it.
I'm in the same boat, man. I've believed that he was going to sign it for a long time. And I believe that he does end up signing that Supermax. It would be. On you brought Ryan Braun up. I mean, I've heard Kareem. I've heard Brett Favre in some vein, but now he hasn't been here as long as Brett did and done what Brett did. But for what he has meant to this organization, guys, he's revitalized seven blocks of downtown
yeah.
and built the Fiserv Forum in 3.5 years. So, I mean,
yep.
it's pretty incredible to see where they're at right now. And if they get it done, I put this out on Twitter when I saw the report yesterday. Well, from Major League, there's only one thing to do now.
Yeah.
Win the whole
Win the
bleeping
whole damn thing.
Thing.
No doubt. Good stuff, Billy. Appreciate it, pal.
Thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
There you go. That is Baby Talish, Billy Schmidt, joining us for a couple of minutes here inside the studio, talking some Bucks basketball.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.